This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff. This episode is sponsored in part by my friends at Thinkst Canary. Most companies find out way too late that they've been breached, and Thinkst Canary changes this, and I love how they do it. Deploy canaries and canary tokens in minutes and then forget about them. What's great is that then attackers tip their hand by touching them, giving you one alert when it matters. I use it myself, and I only remember this when I get the weekly update with a "we're still here, so you're aware" from them. It's glorious. There's zero admin overhead to this. There are effectively no false positives unless I do something foolish. Canaries are deployed and loved on all seven continents. You can check out what people are saying at canary.love. And their kubeconfig canary token is new and completely free as well. You can do an awful lot without paying them a dime, which is one of the things I love about them. It's useful stuff and not a, "oh, I wish I had money." No, it is spectacular. Take a look. That's canary.love, because it's genuinely rare to find a security product that people talk about in terms of love. It's really just a neat thing to see. Canary.love. Thank you to Thinkst Canary for their support of my ridiculous, ridiculous nonsense. So yesterday's episode put the boots to AWS, not so much for the issues that Orca Security uncovered, but rather for its poor communication around the topic. Now that that's done, let's look at the more mundane news from last week's cloud world. Every day is a new page here, full of opportunity and possibility in equal measure. This week's S3 Bucket Negligence Award goes to the Nigerian government for exposing millions of their citizens to a third party who most assuredly did not follow coordinated disclosure guidelines. Whoops. There was an interesting tweet, and exploring it is still unfolding as of the time that I'm recording this, but it looks like making an API gateway private doesn't necessarily mean to your VPCs, but rather to anyone in a VPC, any VPC, anywhere. This is evocative of the way that any authenticated AWS user for S3 buckets caused massive permissions issues industry-wide. And a periodic and growing concern is one of software supply chain, which is a fancy way of saying we're all built on giant dependency chains. What happens when, say, a disgruntled developer corrupts their own NPM libraries, colors, and faker, breaking thousands of apps across the industry, including some of the AWS SDKs? How do we manage that risk? How do we keep developers gruntled?
Are you building cloud applications with a distributed team? Check out Teleport, an open source identity aware access proxy for cloud resources. Teleport provides secure access to anything running somewhere behind NAT, SSH servers, Kubernetes clusters, internal web apps, and databases. Teleport gives engineers superpowers. Get access to everything via single sign-on with multi-factor. List and see all of your SSH servers, Kubernetes clusters, or databases available to you in one place, and get instant access to them using the tools you already have. Teleport ensures best security practices like role-based access, preventing data exfiltration, providing visibility, and ensuring compliance. And best of all, Teleport is open source and a pleasure to use. Download Teleport at goteleport.com. That's goteleport.com.
Now, AWS had a couple of interesting things. The first is the top 10 security best practices for securing backups in AWS. People really don't consider the security implications of their backups anywhere near seriously enough. It's not live, but it's still got, by definition, a full set of your data just waiting to be harvested by nefarious types. Be careful with that. And of course, AWS had two security bulletins, one about its Glue issues and one about its CloudFormation issues. The former allowed cross-account access to other tenants in theory. In practice, AWS did the responsible thing and kept every access event logged going back for the full 5 years of the service's life. That's remarkably impressive. And lastly, I found an interesting tool
called S3 Credentials last week. And what it does is it helps generate tightly scoped IAM policies that were previously limited to a single S3 bucket, but now are limited to a single prefix within that bucket. You can also make those credential sets incredibly short-lived. More things like this, please. I just tend to overscope things way too much. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. Please feel free to reach out and tell me exactly what my problem is. Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.